Today on The Journey.
When sheep are left to themselves, the old cliche fits them well, they get stuck in a rut. And so do we. Left to ourselves, we like to follow the old same paths, and we can get stuck in a rut.
Like a vinyl record with a stuck needle, we sometimes find ourselves in a spiritual rut, repeating the same old tired refrain. Well, today, from the 23rd Psalm, Ron Moore shares God's solution to get you off stuck. Its insight will guide you into a fresh path of righteousness. Just before that, I want you to note Ron's joyful holiday publication titled Advent, Preparing for Christmas. Within its pages, you'll find thoughts and activities to make this Christmas the most meaningful and uplifting ever. Advent is yours for a gift of any amount at ronmoore.org. Your gift today will help further this ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with part two of The Lord is My Shepherd on The Journey.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. Sheep are creatures of habit. And left to themselves, they will go over the same path until it is worn into a rut. They'll graze on the same ground until there is nothing left to eat. They will pollute the same area until it is infested with disease and parasites. When sheep are left to themselves, the old cliche fits them well, they get stuck in a rut. And so do we. Left to ourselves, we like to follow the old same paths of our selfishness, our sin, and we can get stuck in a rut. Some of the hardest times spiritually is the summer. Our schedules are all messed up, and it's just hard to continue to be in the Word. It's hard to continue in prayer. Summer times are difficult. This summer wasn't any different. We left July the 4th and drove to Oklahoma. Garrison had to be back to football practice on the 12th, so we left on the 11th. On a Sunday, just Garrison and me, and so for a week we batched it at home, and you know what happened the next Sunday. You know what words were coming out of our house. I don't want to go to church. Don't make me get up. Let's sleep in late. Just go have breakfast. And finally Garrison said, Dad, look, we got to get up, and we got to go. And when we came back, I enjoyed it. It was great, but you get stuck in a rut sometime. The rut of ignoring Scripture. Any of you in that rut? Just haven't opened up the Word this week. Meaningful time in prayer. Sometimes people get stuck in ruts of anger or ruts of criticism, ruts of spiritual pride. Ruts are destructive. I get stuck in them. And so the shepherd keeps the sheep on the move. He determines a plan to rotate the sheep from pasture to pasture, one grazing area to another. And David says, our shepherd does the same thing. He leads us on paths of righteousness, or better, paths of obedience. And the question is, for all of us, are we willing to follow? Are we willing to follow the shepherd's clear instruction he lays out for us in his word? Are we willing to follow the shepherd's instruction that we get personally from the Holy Spirit living within us, who convicts us and counsels us and comforts us? The question is always, are we willing to follow? Are we willing to obey? Notice that he guides us in paths of righteousness for his namesake. The New Living Translation says, he guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. As a Christian, whatever stage of my life, I really have two choices. I can live in obedience and I can bring honor to his name. Or I can live in disobedience and dishonor him. If you're stuck in a spiritual rut, you're the only one who can do something about it. It may mean making some really difficult choices and some difficult changes. But He's there to give you all the strength and help you need to pick you up out of that rut and to put you back on paths of obedience. Again, the question is, will we follow Him? Now, to this point in the psalm, verses 1 through 3, the shepherd has kept the sheep at the ranch, at the home pastures. In verse 4, the shepherd is going to start a journey with the sheep. And you'll see something in these verses. You'll see that in verses 1 through 3, remember this is from a sheep's perspective, the sheep have been talking to each other. Now, the sheep are speaking directly to the shepherd because they're alone with the shepherd. You comfort me. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. Let's look at verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the best way up a mountain is through the valleys. Water is plentiful and the forage is rich. But there are many narrow valleys in the mountains. And during those days, in those valleys up the mountain, they are full of dangers. There are cougars hiding in the rocks. There are potentials for rock slides. Poisonous weeds grow. Storms that could flood the valley in a moment's notice. But among the flock, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are there. The shepherd is there. If I get to the mountain, I got to go through the valleys. People talk about mountaintop experiences. And when you hear a person talk about a mountaintop experience with God, listen closely, because more than likely, they've just gone through a valley. Now, many of you are there today. You're walking through a valley. And you're saying, I have never felt the comfort. I have never felt the peace. I have never felt the rest in the middle of this most difficult time of my life. Great valleys lead to intimate relationship with Christ like we've never seen before. You can't know what it is to be cared for unless you need care. You can't know what it means to really be comforted unless you need comfort. And all of us are going to go through valleys in this life, but He's there with us. There's one valley that we'll all go through, and that's the valley of death. This passage many, many times is applied specifically to death. I think it's much broader than that, but specifically death. Even though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. A couple things we learn about valleys, specifically death here. One, there's no valley that is an end in and of itself. There's no dead-end valley. The path is to the top of the mountain. And so the psalmist reminds us, even though I walk through the valley, I don't stop there, but I walk through the valley. And even physical death is just a passage to eternal life. I'm not going to stop there. Secondly, just as the sheep are confident that the shepherd is with them, they don't have to fear any valley. And neither do we. We can say, whatever our situation is like, you are with me, even in death. We will not be alone. The shepherd is always there. He promises, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And He promises that that greatest fear of man, physical death, is simply a transition to eternal life. And He will be there, walking with us, guiding us through that final valley. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, the verse continues, they comfort me. Now, every shepherd had a rod and every shepherd had a staff. A rod, they would go to a branch, they would select it carefully, they would carve it down, and that rod did about three things. That rod, one, was a weapon. Shepherds were good at throwing the rod at a cougar or a lion or whatever was getting ready to attack the sheep. They were experts in this spear-like weapon. It was also used for discipline. When the sheep were wandering away, they could throw it at the sheep and get the sheep to move back into the fold. And also, because the sheep's wool was thick, they could take the rod and move the wool back and look at its skin and to see if there were any ticks or parasites on its skin. So for defense, protection, for discipline, and for examining. What's the shepherd's rod for us today? It's the Word. His rod is our defense, remember? The only defense listed in the Christian soldier's apparel is the sword or the word of truth. It is what disciplines us when we go off the path. Scripture is what examines us. Scripture is our rod. Our shepherd today has this as his rod. Also, the shepherd had a staff, and the staff was unique to the shepherd. It was a long stick, you've seen them, with a hook on the top. It was used for drawing the sheep close to himself or drawing the sheep toward each other, kind of fit around their neck. Or sometimes when a sheep was in danger, the shepherd could take this long staff and pull them out of a hole or they got in water or whatever he needed to do. So what's the shepherd's staff for us today? It's his Spirit who lives within us, who draws us to himself. We're only here today as Christians because the Spirit has drawn us to himself, who draws us to each other in a community of believers, who convicts us when we're getting off the path and draws us back to himself. And so even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even in the most difficult times of my life, I won't fear, for you're with me, and for the Christian, your Spirit lives within me to guide me, to help me, to comfort me, to put me back on the path. As the shepherd took the sheep up into the mountains, when they got to the top, there were some flat areas called tablelands. Now, as the shepherd would take his flock up into those tablelands, he would go before the flock and he would prepare those lands for them. In those areas, sometimes weeds grew that were poisonous, and so he would have to get the weeds away. Predators may be there, so he had to run some of the predators off. And sometimes he would go and he would put salt or minerals down so that as the sheep grazed in those tablelands, they would have everything they needed. So the shepherd went ahead to prepare the tablelands for the sheep. Look at verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Get that picture in your mind. If any of you have ever done any mountain climbing, you're high in a mountain, you're at a clearing, and here is this beautiful tableland. It has everything you need if you're a sheep. Great, rich grazing area. But you're surrounded by predators, surrounded by your enemy. But you don't have to fear. You know why you don't have to fear? Because the shepherd is there. And he's gone before you. Take away the poison weeds. He's gone before you. Run away the predators. He has gone before you to prepare the table for you, even in the presence of your enemies. Just as that shepherd takes great pains to prepare the tableland, so Christ has taken great pains to prepare the way for us. Here's the promise we have from Christ. He will never take us anywhere he has not already been. He will not take us anywhere he's not prepared for us. Jesus knows about death itself. And the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, has been there. And he's prepared the way for us. He is the one who has gone through death and resurrected from it, and so we will follow him in the same way. He's the one who has laid down his life for his sheep. Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all in order to prepare the way to God. It's a great story in the New Testament. It's right before Christ goes to the cross. Luke chapter 22, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's given them last instructions. And he's talking specifically to Simon, who Simon is saying, Lord, wherever you go, I'll follow you. I'll never leave you. I will always be with you. And he says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Satan has asked to destroy you. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. How many times in our life do you think Satan has said, I want to destroy that person. I will destroy that person. And Christ said, uh-uh, he's mine. There's protection for me. There's care for me. He prepares the table lands for us, even when our enemies are all around us. Now, in the rich table lands, it was kind of a double-edged sword for the sheep. It was a great time to graze, but as you can imagine, in that rich grass and trees, there are a lot of insects. And so summertime is called fly time. And the fly that sheep fear the most is the nose fly. The nose fly buzzes around the sheep's head and it tries to lay eggs in the damp membrane of the sheep's nose. And if it's successful in doing that, these eggs work their way up the sheep's nose, sometimes into the head, and you can imagine the inflammation and the aggravation and irritation it causes. And so if the nose fly has worked its way up the sheep's nose, you'll see the sheep butting its head against the ground. You'll see it's rubbing its nose to the ground. Sometimes it'll go against a tree and beat its head, sometimes killing itself. So when the flies are buzzing around the sheep's nose, they get very fearful and they panic. Sometimes they'll run away. Sometimes they will run literally to exhaustion and fall down. They are so scared of these flies. So the shepherd makes an ointment. And he takes that ointment and he rubs it on the sheep's nose. And when that happens, the flies stay away and the irritation is gone. They can feed quietly again. And not just one application will do. They have to do that over and over. He anoints their head with oil. This anointing with oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit who keeps pests from laying eggs in our heart that cause bitterness. Holy Spirit who anoints our hearts to keep the disease of sin from spreading, brings conviction and healing. The Holy Spirit who anoints our head when pride and ego cause us to butt heads with other people. As the shepherd cares for his sheep and anoints their head with oil, so the good shepherd, the Holy Spirit who lives within us, anoints us with that oil. He anoints my head with oil. Beautiful picture of the shepherd individually taking care of his sheep. So Christ individually takes care of us. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The summer draws to an end, and the autumn ushers in a beautiful Indian summer in the mountains. The flies go away, scab diseases go away, and that is when the sheep are most fit, and that is when the sheep are strong. And so David, again speaking through the mind of a sheep, says, that's as good as it gets. This is great times. My cup overflows. Great blessings. The autumn days in our lives when the leaves are turning and when the heat is gone are some of the best, aren't they? Autumn always occurs after the summer, after the heat. God's beauty and His grace surrounds us. Great blessings. My cup overflows. Enjoy that time when your cup is running over. The sheep say this, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Another proclamation of confidence. They've made the trip up the mountain. They've endured the valleys. They've survived the predators and the storms, all because of the care and the expert management of the shepherd. And when God is our shepherd, we can say with confidence, wherever I go in my life, whatever I go through, I know this for certain, that His grace, His goodness, His mercy, His love will be with me anywhere I go, any valley, any mountain. God is there with me. His presence is there with me. I have everything I need His goodness and His love will never leave me. I love that passage in Romans, verse 8, that says, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from His love. Surely, certainly, with confidence, His love and His goodness will follow me, will be with me all the days of my life. Since that's true, is that love and is that goodness and is that mercy flowing through you to other people? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Early summer, up the mountain. When the snows come in the autumn, back down the mountain. And then when the winter comes, back into the home pasture. And this last verse is a picture of the sheep coming back home. And there they can live in comfort and protection all the days of their life. When this life ends, when my journey is over, when I've taken a mountain path, there'll be a grand homecoming. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Revelation chapter 7, listen to these words. Therefore, they, those who know Christ, they are before the throne of God. They serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on His throne will spread His tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And He will lead them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need.
And please stay with us. Ron returns in a few moments with a look at our next time together. Does your frantic holiday schedule threaten to push the true meaning of Christmas to the back shelves of your mind and heart? Would you like to recapture the wonder of the season and share it with friends and family? You can do that with Ron's holiday guide titled Advent, Preparing for Christmas. It shares devotions and activities crafted from carefully selected scripture readings. There, Ron helps you rekindle the anticipation of Christ's first coming and celebrate His joyous arrival on Christmas Day. Advent, Preparing for Christmas, will enrich your spirit this holiday season. It's yours for a gift of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help keep the journey on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now, let's rejoin Ron for a preview of our next broadcast.
We know that our Heavenly Father will give us everything we need. He never changes. While the circumstances of our life are like a roller coaster, God never changes. Those new mercies that come to us, that natural praise that should flow from us, is focused on the unchanging character of God. Now you say, how do I remind myself of that? Very simply, read the Word of God. When you're daily in the Word of God, when you're bathing yourself with the words of Scripture, then you remember that His Word is right and true. And He reminds you over and over of His faithfulness in your life. So we praise Him for who He is. That's where our thanksgiving comes from. Secondly, we thank Him for what He has done. Look at verses 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the earth revere Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood still. Think of the God we serve. God spoke the world into existence. He put every star into place. If your thanksgiving is stale, if your thanksgiving has become unnatural, go out on a clear night and just look at the stars. Be reminded that He put everyone in His place. And Isaiah says He called them all by name. So look around. Look at the nature God has given you. And see
the power of God.
We hope you can join us for that message next time. And please visit our website to order your copy of Advent, Preparing for Christmas. It'll give each day of the holiday season joyful meaning as Ron guides you through the Advent calendar. Advent, Preparing for Christmas is available for a donation of any amount at ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Also, if the journey has brightened your day and deepened your walk with Christ, won't you tell your friends and family about our program? And please remember, the journey relies on your generous donations to keep this ministry on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Your gift today will be deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron Moore next time as we walk together on the journey.